So while we're in the realms of truth being stranger than fiction in this country, let's talk about what's happening at the judiciary in the Western Cape. Western Cape Judge President John Chlope, he's done a rare interview about the allegations that he took out a hit on his deputy, Judge Goliath. And he's accused the Chief Justice of South Africa, Mogoeng Mogoeng, of conspiracy and perjury. So you'll recall that Chlope is in the middle of an apparent investigation after a convict claimed that he had been hired by the judge to carry out the assassination of Patricia Goliath. The judge has vehemently denied this. Now, he's done an interview with something called the Insight Factor on YouTube. Snippets of this interview have been released on Twitter, but not the full thing that will air later this month. So I'm going to play you two of those. In the first one, John Chlope makes serious allegations against the country's Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng.
Chief Justice Mogoeng instigated the complaint against me. He threw Patricia Goliath. He encouraged Judge Parker to file a false complaint of assault against me. Judge Parker has gone public and denied that he was assaulted by me.
And then in this clip, John Chlope denies being behind Patricia Goliath's alleged hit and calls her a non-entity.
This is yet another deliberate and desperate attempt to tarnish my reputation. I can assure you it won't fly again. It is nonsense. Why would I want to kill a non-entity and make her a martyr?
Western Cape Judge President John Chlope's voice there giving an interview to the Insight Factor on YouTube. Let's speak now to Marianne Tum, who is the assistant editor at the Daily Maverick. It was her article that I read where I first heard about this astonishing interview by John Chlope. Marianne, what do you make of this?
Days are our lives. I think what's interesting is to note that where the judge has, the judge president has decided to speak publicly, and this is on a very obscure platform. The YouTube channel hasn't even uploaded it yet. It says it's going to do so later, and it's run by two former students. Modiba Modibe, who is a man Daily Maverick is looking for because he accused us of paying people to write negative things about the EFF, believe it or not, and a young man called Thabo Makwakwa. So they've set up a media empire, and they've said they want to create a parallel platform, obviously the parallel universe. And so they have done a two-hour interview with Dutch President Chlope. That's where it is. But the allegations, as you played them there, are pretty serious. I think everyone would agree.
So I just want you to flesh this out a bit more. The person who did this interview is a person that the Daily Maverick is currently looking for at the moment to serve a summons on.
Yes, yes. He was a person who contributed a few opinion pieces to Daily Maverick and then hopped over to Dr. Iqbal Serv's platform, which is another parallel universe in the parallel platform, and then alleged that the Daily Maverick had recruited him and a whole lot of other students, and this absurd allegation that we paid them. We had Toyota fleets of Toyota Corollas driving around giving students money, and then they had to sort of tweet negative stuff. We then said, we'll bring the evidence of this. I mean, we found no evidence on any of our tweeting lives or anywhere else that this has indeed been an orchestrated campaign. And in fact, we don't really need to pay people to write negative stuff about either of the subjects. So we have summoned him. We're trying to lay a charge. We would like him to bring proof of his very serious allegation that the Daily Maverick is behind some campaign. And we haven't been able, our lawyers have not been able to deliver that challenge. So
right.
That is the person who's behind the interview.
Okay, so let's go back to what John Chlope was saying in this interview, where he makes this very serious allegation that the Chief Justice is behind the complaint involving Judge Parker. Can you unpack that for us? What is he saying exactly, and what is the evidence?
Well, what Judge Chlope is saying there is what he's also said in his affidavit, various affidavits to the Judicial Services Commission around the complaints that are there. He's of the opinion, after, judges were told about this assault by Parker, allegedly, as a judge, all of them were actually, by law, liable to try and report this to a higher authority. You can't have judges allegedly assaulting other judges and it going nowhere. And it had come up in the conversation, and rightfully so, as the Chief Justice has said, in his motivation for the tribunal to go ahead for Judge Parker and for Goliath's complaint also to be entertained. So, you know, what Judge Slaughter is trying to say here is that this is a concocted complaint.
Mm.
That the two of them, that the, his deputy and the chief justice of the country sat somewhere and then convinced another judge to lie and to depose an affidavit under oath about that lie. So it's very serious. It's implicating
it, it really is very judges. Serious. Have you received a comment from the Office of the Chief Justice or from the other judges or from the JSE?
No, well, I've asked the Office of the Chief Justice simply, well, first of all, this is a platform that at this point has 200 subscribers, you know, but it has published these allegations in public. And I think, you know, the Daily Maverick subscribes to the Press Council. You can take us to the Ombud if you feel we are misrepresenting you or if you're making allegations that are unfounded. But I've had no response from the Office of the Chief Justice at this point. I don't know whether there's an attempt to plot a way forward. But, you know, it really is a serious issue when a judge president accuses the country's chief justice of really serious criminal behavior.
Very serious indeed. Marianne Tam, assistant editor at the Daily Maverick. Thank you for unpacking all of that. So many twists and turns in the story too. And it is a parallel universe indeed. Very serious allegations. So that's something that I'm sure we will be speaking to Marianne about again in the next few days.